All right, so let's assume we're moving on this path, that we've made this decision to move forward, because I don't think we're going to stop once we start. And we keep building this intelligence, and it gets bigger and faster and smarter over and over, and it's reaching these levels that you're talking about. In your book, The Ardalic War, you've broken down two different groups here. You've called them the cosmists, those that want to build this and keep moving forward. And then you've got the others called the Terrans, if that's pronounced correctly, because of Terra Earth, not because of Iran by any means, and with a different spelling. Why the difference? Why is there going to be a faction that wants to and a faction that doesn't? What are they afraid of?
Okay. Well, in the book, you know, the Ardalic War, there's a chapter each with arguments in favor. So one chapter presents the arguments of the, what I label them the cosmists. And that's a new word, a new term. And it's based on the word cosmos, you know, the universe. And that's chosen for a reason that probably become clearer later in this show. And the other group, the so-called Terrans, that's how you pronounce it, T-E-R-R-A, which just means the Earth,
mm-hmm.
because that's their perspective. The Terrans, they will, I'm predicting, will be opposed to building these godlike creatures, these Ardaliks, basically through a motive of fear. And the other group, the cosmists, I'm predicting their main motive will be almost religious, awe, you know, A-W-E, a sense of wonder, building gods almost, because that's what these Ardaliks could become. So I see humanity splitting more or less into two, at least two, in fact there's a third group we could talk about, but at least two major murderously opposed, I'm predicting, political factions or groups.
And they will be fighting over this, you think?
I, you know, we're talking about the future, so I can't be certain, of course. In fact, this is a hot topic of discussion I'm having right now with Ray Kurzweil. You know, he's been on your show.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks my notion that there's going to be a major war over this is just nonsense. And I'm not so sure. I'm more pessimistic than he is. But he's an engineer. And Kevin Warwick, also an engineer. Maybe there's a correlation between being an engineer and being more optimistic. I don't know.
Maybe.
But when I talk to political scientists, for example, or philosophers or historians, you know, the social science guys, they are much happier with a more negative, pessimistic take than say, the engineers. I've noticed that trend.
Pessimistic being that if we go too far, it could be a problem?
Yeah, I mean, and a problem with such passion on both sides to the point where there's a war. I mean, God, it doesn't take much to start a war.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't.
There's been so many. And this time, I'd argue, we're not talking about the passion level that would arise when you're trying to defend the survival of your country. Let me tell you a little story. Imagine, 43, 44, so in the heat of the Second World War, and you're Stalin, and the tide is turning, you're starting to win, and as Stalin, you're now pushing west against Hitler's forces, and you're winning. Now, every time you, as Stalin, you capture a major East European city, it's costing you about 100,000 young, usually, Russian lives, right? But you're prepared to make that sacrifice because you're trying to rid your country, Russia, of the scourge of Nazism. You know, this horror story,
yeah.
that's murdered, I don't know, 20, 30 million Russians. Right? You're prepared to make that sacrifice because, you know, for the greater good, for the survival of the country. Well, I'm arguing we're not talking about the survival of the country, of a country now. We're talking about the survival of the species. Us, human beings, right? So the stake, in a sense, is so much higher. So if humanity chooses to build these things, these godlike creatures who would be so superior to us, you can make an analogy. Like, for example, well, this is radio. You can't see what I'm doing, so I'll have to describe it.
Paint us a picture.
Okay. Imagine there's a mosquito on my arm.
All right.
And you'll probably hear the sound. I'll do it now.
Okay.
You hear that?
You just slapped him. You got him. He's gone.
Yeah. Now
history.
Right. That mosquito, if you think about it, is a miracle of nanotechnology. You know, it's this wonderful molecular machine that's a mosquito that modern science would, you know, just absolutely impossible to build. We just don't have the knowledge. So this miracle of molecular construction, this nanotech device, I just killed, and I don't give a damn. Or if I go on a walk in the woods, in the forest or something, and I'm constantly treading on ants and killing them, I don't care.
No, you don't.
Or I see a spider in the bathtub.
You smash him.
And I, you know, I flush it away. I don't care. So why don't I care? Because as a human being, those things to me are pests, and I, as a human being, feel so superior to those things, I don't care if they die, if I kill them.
Yeah, quite honestly, some humans kill humans because they don't care.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're probably seeing where I'm going, the analogy. So if these godlike creatures, these artilects with capacities, you know, trillions of times above the human level, if they in time eventually become so godlike, so superior to us, who is to know that eventually their attitudes towards us, they may be so indifferent to us and feel themselves so superior to us that they, for whatever reason, probably reasons that as human beings we would be too stupid to even understand, they may decide, possibly, to just get rid of us. And being artilects, they could do that with a snap of their fingers, right? That they'd be so superior to us.
Are you concerned then that this artificial intelligence could get to be so smart they could think and reason themselves and come after us? I mean, could they build themselves, for example? Could they make more of them?
Oh, sure. Making multiple copies of one thing is just ultimately just, you know, getting lots of atoms and putting them together in the same pattern.
So, in theory, they could reproduce.